Other
Oh, but
than
you're in the army now. You're not behind a plow. You'll never get rich digging a ditch. You're in the army now.
You know what? Well, I never heard that one before.
Oh, that's a classic one.
At militarycreatorcon.com.
Great XQ. Roger.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Travis, host of Oscar Mike Radio, stepping in for Military Creator Con 2026 in Arlington, Texas. And because we're doing it in Texas, everything is big in Texas. And I'm with one of the veterans coming in to speak, share, and lift us all up. Jose Pila, welcome to this session. How are you doing?
Pretty good. I'm pretty good. I haven't had breakfast. As we discussed earlier, I haven't had breakfast yet, but I'm looking forward to an early lunch, I guess.
Have you had some water at least, you know?
No, I haven't had anything.
We got to fuel the machine, man. We got to fuel the machine. All right. Well, then maybe this conversation will fuel you and fuel somebody else. Let's see here. I don't know much about you, and this is part of the fun of doing these sessions and introducing people to you, to Military Creator Con. Give us a Cliff Notes version of who Jose is.
Jose, Army veteran. I'm also founder and CEO of a whiskey company called Warrior Dog Spirit. I founded this company about 2 years ago and released our first bottle last November. And what we do with Warrior Dog Spirit is we tell stories of warrior dogs through whiskey. Every label that we'll release will tell the story of a heroic dog that has done incredible things in history for first responders, military. But you didn't ask about the company, you asked about me.
What'd you do in the Army?
I was infantry.
Yeah?
I was a grunt. Yeah, I didn't really do much in the military other than...
But you're in the Army now. You're not behind a plow. You'll never get rich digging a ditch. You're in the Army now.
You know what? Well, I never heard that one before.
Oh, that's a classic one, man. I mean, way before I joined the Marine Corps, that's what, you know, they would sing. So anyway, Overdale, you've heard that one, right?
Yeah, I've heard that one.
Right? Okay. That's cool.
But one of the reasons why, like, I started becoming a serial entrepreneur and doing other things to help the veteran community was because outside of my military experience, I had a very difficult time transitioning back into civilian life. Like unfortunately, many veterans, many military service members have. I did my tour as a homeless, you know, in homelessness. And I say that because, again, it's unfortunate that a lot of veterans have the same outcome after service. And so I did a tour in homelessness. I did my tours in substance abuse. That led me actually throughout that entire process those unfortunate events. I found solace through academia, and I never stopped going to school, even through that, you know, those lows. I found my safe space in academia, and I still go to school. I'm still pursuing a PhD.
Oh, wow.
I don't think I'll ever stop going to school just because I find,
you like the learning process, or is it just, you're in this space where you can learn, you have access to information and ways to use it?
I think I really enjoy the learning process, where I don't have to think about anything else but what's in front of me, the issue in front of me. I went to school for business. I have a degree in marketing, a degree in finance, and you know, so I found that if I focus on those type of problems, numerical problems and things like that, I don't have to think about anything else. So that's actually one of the reasons why I went into a PhD program that focuses a lot on statistics, organizational behavior. I want to become a statistician by trade. And,
Well, tell me where the idea came from to start the Warrior Dog Spirit Company.
So the idea came from my difficult time after separating from the military. I got connected with a lot of organizations that actually helped me. A lot of these organizations either helped me with rent or obtaining an apartment rent subsequently after that. But the one that saved my life after, almost jumping off that cliff that a lot of veterans unfortunately do, I got connected with an organization called Pets for Vets that provided me with the service dog. And that service dog saved my life. That organization saved my life. So when I lost my buddy in 2022, after a long time together, unfortunately, the good things in life tend to have a shorter lifespan. And my buddy passed away in 2022, and through my grieving process, I started writing a book about, like a fictional book about him and I's adventures and things like that. And I decided to start distilling. I distilled a small barrel in his honor, so that when it aged, it's small 5-gallon barrel. But so when it aged, I could share it with my family, I share it with my kids, and share these stories of him and I, and what he did for me, and how he saved my life, and how him and I, even after his death, we're still together trying to help other veterans. So I wanted to do that. And in that process of me distilling and really diving into writing this book and connecting with my wife, telling her these stories of him and I together and whiskey and things like that, my wife was like, why don't you do this? I think people would love to hear something like this through whiskey, tell stories about dogs and service and through whiskey. So anyway, the idea kind of grew from there. She planted the seed, and now it's grown into a probably pretty strong little tree. That's where the idea came from. My wife kind of pushed me in that direction, and now I get to tell stories of dogs in service through whiskey and give back with every bottle that I sell. Every bottle that I sell, a portion of it goes to our foundation, the Warrior Dog Spirit Foundation, there's going to provide service dogs for wounded vets and also help other organizations that are helping dogs retire out of service, whether it's first responder service or military service. So we'll do that as well.
It's always fascinating to me how wives can emphatically encourage you to new heights and things you never know you could do. Jose, it's always fascinating to me. But as you're talking, I can feel what you're saying. Like I'm picturing in my mind, it's a summer night in like August or a fall night in October. You're outside with your buddies or your family by a fire. Maybe you're roasting marshmallows. Maybe you're having a cigar. Maybe you're just sitting there with one other guy and you bring out a bottle of this whiskey and you start talking about the dog that's on the label. And I know a lot of guys, I don't drink myself, but I know a lot of guys who enjoy whiskey, and on their favorite bottles, they'll keep the bottles. So was the idea that the dog's memory never really leaves us?
Yeah, exactly. So that's one of the things that I found very fascinating and a little disheartening, that we hear about these battles that have been fought in the Civil War, World War I, World War II, the recent wars in 2001, 2002, like the Operation Anaconda. You hear about all of these operations. Sometimes you'll hear strongly of certain individuals that played key roles in these battles, But it's very even rarer when you hear how animals have turned the tides of history in a lot of these battles. Like our first bottle that we released last November, Sergeant Stubby. Sergeant Stubby was in 17 wars along the 102nd Infantry Battalion in World War I. And he was the most decorated dog of World War I. He captured a spy during one of those operations. Like, you don't hear these stories as often. And that's what I want to highlight. I want to highlight that dogs and animals have done incredible things for service members, for first responders, for veterans on the and you don't hear those stories. And I want to highlight those stories through every bottle that I sell, through every merchandise that someone purchases. Like, we're telling a story of a historical dog that has done incredible things.
Speaking of incredible things, in it, we're pushing to April. Mid-April, we'll be in Arlington, Texas at Military Creator Con 2026. And we'll get to meet you in person and see you. You've got to get the tickets. But tell me how you got connected with Military Creator Con. And come on, give me a little sneak peek about what you're going to talk about, please.
So, I actually got connected through one of my best friend, Pedro de Leon, who moved from California to out towards the Dallas region of Texas, and he connected me with the organizers and the creators of Military Creator Con, and I got to talk to them and feel their passion for what they're doing, and you know, and I was like, dude, I want to help. How can I help? How do I get connected with y'all? And they told me about this whiskey and cigar night that they were going to be having at the end of the Creator Con. And in the beginning, it was okay. Let me help you. Let's make this the best cigar and whiskey night that you can make it, or spirits night, because I was like, you know what? I can connect you with a lot of other companies that are veteran-owned spirit brands, and let's make it work. And then it shifted to, hey, you know what? We want to highlight just Warrior Dog and what you're doing, your foundation, your whiskey, and make it the Warrior Dog Whiskey Cigar Night. You know, and I was like, all right, let's do it. So I'll be sponsoring the Warrior Dog will be sponsoring the Whiskey Cigar Night for that Saturday, the 18th, I believe. And I'll be talking about just what we've discussed, maybe a little bit more into detail, and in how the Warrior Dog whiskey was created, and what our purpose is, and what we intend to do in the future, and how people can help this movement. Because I want to make this, I don't want to just provide people with whiskey. I want to make this a community. I want to strengthen this community and tell stories through whiskey, so that people get to enjoy a good bottle of whiskey, a good glass of whiskey, a good story with that whiskey, and know that you're giving back to a community that needs it.
Well, it's interesting, right? I mean, now again, I don't drink, never have, and you know, that's cool. I understand the pairing of whiskey and cigars. So riddle me this. What kind of cigar should you have with your whiskey? Like a real strong Maduro or a Claro cigar, does it matter?
No, so it's because it's a light whiskey. It's a lighter whiskey. It's a 99% corn. This particular our first release is 99% corn, 1% malt barley. It's got some notes of some maples and some vanillas. I would go with the lighter to a mid level cigar, not a strong one, because then you're going to overpower those notes.
Yeah.
So I would go with a mild cigar. I don't know
Well,
what the preference is on brands, or what you would.
But so still, it's a nice medium cigar, so you can, complement it with the whiskey. You don't affect the draw of the cigar. I'm digging it. I probably don't think it's the wrong way, Jose. I probably won't drink your whiskey. I might
It's
buy a bottle
okay.
for. I'll buy a bottle for. Can you fly with whiskey? You can fly with whiskey, right? If
Yeah,
you
you
get up,
can. But you gotta check it in. I think you gotta.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I'll find a post office and ship it that way. So, but the thing is, you came through this special experience that a lot of us have, where you get out and you're going through that tour of homelessness. You're going through substance abuse, and you find something. In this case, for you, it was academics. And then you got more and more knowledge, and you created this whiskey brand, this whiskey company that not only makes you money, but also gives back and honors the legacy of these dogs that serve, man. This is going to be an exciting time for you, isn't it?
It is an exciting time. This actually doesn't make me any money. This is completely a labor of love.
Oh, really? Okay.
In the bylaws that I created, I refused my salary for the first 2 years. So eventually it will, but for the first 2 years, I don't collect a salary on this, and mainly so that I can reinvest the profits that are coming into our marketing, you know, to doing shows like this or conferences like this, so that I don't have to charge. So, you know, when I do show up with 5, 6, 10 cases, it's all coming out of our budget.
That's very generous. Very generous. Thank you so much. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Sorry.
How can people get to know you in advance? I know you're on LinkedIn. I just sent you a LinkedIn message. I'm going to check out the website. How can people connect with you and Warrior Dog Spirit?
Through our social media. You can also, follow us on Instagram at Warrior Dog Spirit. Our LinkedIn at Warrior Dog or Jose Pila. Social media. You can also email me at any time if you have questions, you have some requests, you have some ideas of a dog that needs to be in a bottle. I'm always open for new ideas. You can email me at jose.pila@warriordogspirit.com. Our website also has our information. I believe it has my cell phone number is on our website as well. You can always reach me, text me, bug me. I don't mind, man. I'm very blessed that my wife is also very well connected with the nonprofit sector out here in the Southern California region. So if you're in need, if you're a veteran in need that needs assistance with something, I might know someone or how to guide you on whatever it is that you need. Like I mentioned, my wife runs one of the largest collaborations in probably the Western region, Los Angeles Veterans Collaborative. It's a collaboration of nonprofit organizations that come together, to share ideas, to bridge those gaps so that there's no duplication of services or missed services. So if one organization doesn't have particular funding for something, they know where to guide each other, on those aspects.
I love that it's a team effort. I love that your wife, again, emphatically encouraged you to take this route. Listen again, folks, Jose will be at Military Creator Con in Arlington, Texas, April 16th through the 19th. You can still get tickets. Get them now. Get them today. Don't delay. Jose, I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy day to talk with me, and I'm looking forward to meeting you.
I am too. I do want to do a shameless plug-in, Team QRF. It's an application, QRF application, for mental health. I push mental health every chance that I get. I recently had a family tragedy that could have been avoided if we just reached out.
Okay.
Team QRF, please download the app. It's an amazing app. I think every veteran should have it on their phone. So
I will check it out, and thank you for sharing that with us.
No, thank you so much for having me. This was awesome. I appreciate it. And I'll see everybody out there.
Absolutely. We're going to see you at Military Creator Con. This is Jose Pia. I'm Travis Partington. We'll see you soon. Get your tickets. And, you know, let's raise a glass, shall we?
Oh, I would.
Well, yeah, figuratively, but when we get there, absolutely.
Oh, definitely. Let's do it.
MilitaryCreatorCon.com.
Great XQ. Roger.